Okay, let us continue. Sif-hei. Simen Reish Pei Vav. Sif-hei. Finishing up the topic here of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Yochel Likros HaParsha Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum Bishas Kriyas HaTorah. Wow. You can read the Parsha twice with the Targum once while the Torah is being read in the Shul. Even if you're not, well, we'll see what that means. It's a very unusual comment. Mishnah Berurah, Yud Dalet. B'shas Kriyas HaTorah, B'simen Kuf Mem Vav, B'mog Avram Sif Kotan Hei, Hei V'shem HaShalom. The Mog Avram brings down, Shemach Mer Moseh, he was strict in this, to not reach Shnayim Mikvech HaTargim with the laning. Ela Kol Tzrichim, Lishmoa HaKriyam Epi HaShlich Tzibur. Everyone's supposed to be quiet and listen to the Shlich Tzibur. That's the Vilna Gaon's opinion as well. You have to listen to every word, and to look in a chumash. Don't help the reader at all. Umashman appears from that that they hold the main opinion is of that as shibule leket b'shem rab, the name of his rebbe, that you have to be silent during kriyas haTorah because it's a mitzvah to hear it. Okay, and that's also veharam, also the ram shuva b'hagos maimi, it's brought in the gos maimi u'beis yosef shams beis yosef to rak bein gavra legavra mutter, only between aliyas is it permitted to reach shnayim mikra vecha targum. U'mikol makom nira delikro belach hashmilu b'mila ima shech tzibur ein lach reserve, but if he wants to read silent softly word for word, together with the chazan, you don't have to be strict against that. Kevin shemechavin ozgam lishma kol teva mipi ashrich tzibur. Since you're having intention here, every word from the chazan. Mangavram hevi shom b'shem mata moishe. The Mangavram brings down the chachil nochal aschend. The preferred thing is to read word for word with the chazan, even if you don't want to be yotzei shnayim mikra vecha targum. Because since it's a long reading, it's hard to have kavana for so long. You may lose yourself, so that just keeps you on pace. Okay. V'chein kasa kama from so many achronim write, but it's still not, you know, we said b'di'evit, you could be yotzei one of your readings. But it's not the l'chadchila. It's a good thing to read along, but you finish your shnayim mikra vecha targum beforehand. Tes vav. Ayin Lel, look early in Simon Kuf Mem Vav. The Shom Maskam Machaber, there the Shulchan Aruch holds in Sif Beis. The Nochon Lamedaktik Bidvorov Lachavi Dait to Lashom and Piakarib. That those that are particular should have intention to listen from what the Balkore reads word for word and not to read the Shnai Mikrofil Targum. From Yishum to Chashash Gam came Latasa Poskim. And their concern is for the Poskim that we already brought in previous Sif Kotten. All right. Piskei Tshuva. It's not so much. Okay, this whole thing of reading your Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, according to any opinion, it's all b'shas hadchak. L'chachil, you should not reach my mikvecha targum during the laning. You should be quiet and listen to the balkori carefully. Even a shas hadchak, when you want to read your shnayim mikvecha targum, that those say you shouldn't read it with your mouth, but listen well to the balkori, and consider it as one of the readings. In a real press situation, and then read it one more time afterwards with the Targum. But there are those who say that through listening, you're not yotzei the mitzvah shnayim mikra vecha targum, even a shas hadchak. But you got to say quietly with the chazan. Again, only shas hadchak. Initially, you should have everything read before Shabbos, and that is clearly the best way. And after the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, you don't have to be machmer to not read softly along, since you're planning on listening to every word of the chazan. Mm. although he then says, based on that part of the Mishnah Berurah, it would appear that if you really were reading it word for word, then you could say, lechatchila, that's one of your readings of Shnayim Mikra. Okay. However, it's already been explained that those say that you shouldn't do this lechatchila, especially to us. We go like the Vilna Gaon and the Kabbalists, who say that really our custom is that really during laning you should dafka be silent and listen well to the reader, and you shouldn't read quietly, and not like the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah brings here. So, but better to be silent. Interesting. The Stipler did like the Mishnah Berurah. He would read once before Shabbos. He'd read together with the Chazan, and between Aliyahs, he'd read the Targum. Okay, but again, the Stipler, I mean, you could question that, because we know the Stipler was hard of hearing. It was well known. It's certainly the end of his life. You got a scream in his ear. So how much do you think he heard of the Leining? He was in shul. But do you think, you think he heard the Balkari?
Why didn't he do it before, though?
No, because he didn't hear him anyway. He couldn't hear the Chazan anyway, so is he going to waste his time? If you can't hear, okay, you go to shul, you know, but you can't hear the Torah reading, so doesn't make sense to read along. So I don't know how good of a proof that is. Okay, that's what else.
Does he mention that the person who gets the Aliyah should kind of read in an undertone? Or?
That's different. The one who's reading, that's his Aliyah. So that's a different story. That's a chiyuv, because he's really supposed to be reading. That's different. All right, that's all we got there. Let's go to Vav. Sif Vav. Last Sif. Melamde Tinokos. Those who teach little children Torah, Tzrichim Lachzor L'Kriyat Parsha B'Shabbos. They still have to read Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, even though they maybe have gone over the Parsha a million times with the kids. If they're doing the Parsha Shavua, still they're going to have to do it on their own. All right, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Vav and Zion. It was so short, I didn't. Okay. Vav and Zion. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin, Tezayin, Melamdi Tinokos. V'davka in their day, Shayulomdim, they were learning during the week the Parsha Shavua, Perish HaMikra, the translation of the words, Ima Tinokos, with the children, going it over many, many times. Ukach Yoitzim Bazeh, you could be Yoitze with that, the Shnai Mikra. V'gami Dei Targum, and also Targum, as we said in the Sif Beis, if you're explaining like with Rashi. So that's one thing. Avolim lo maid uperish milas lechud. But if you're learning with the kids and explaining the words alone, lo yotzi de targum, you're not yotzi the targum, because translating is not targum. Ella hashne pami mikra, you're certainly yotzi the two times of reading. The vade karma tenoika hashne pami, you certainly read it two times with the kids. What he means is you got to say the Targum on your own. That's what he means. Ein Srichim Lachzor L'Ikra Parsha. So the Shulchan says you don't have to go back over. What the Shulchan means is you don't have to go. Depends how you did it. Certainly you wouldn't have to read the Shnai Mikra. And it depends how you taught the kids the explanation. And if you learn Rashi's with everything, you know, then for sure that's okay. But if you didn't, then you'd have to read the Targum over. You'd say, ain't Shrichim enough to go over to Shnayim Mikra Mikan, Shenigun Hata'ami, Merimagav. We see from here that saying the reading the Shnayim Mikra without the cantillation is okay. Lagavi Shnayim Mikra V'Targum, regarding reading twice, because when he's teaching the kids, he's not doing with the trup. I don't know, it depends what yeshiva, what school they're in. So it's not so simple. But anyway, he's saying if you don't know how to read the trup, that's okay. Piskei Tshuva on here. Okay, so here you're learning off to the Targum. However, mitzvah mina mufchar, the choicest mitzvah, is to do the Shnai Mikra with the trup. Because the trup was given to Moshe at Sinai. And if you're reading without the trup, the Torah, as it were, is wearing sackcloth. And based on the Kabbalists, you should be particular to do it with the trup. And to stop where the esnachta is, and to stop where the sof pasuk is. Everything should be particular. Because without that, you're changing the meaning of the words. So not the right punctuation. What about reading the Targum? There are those who say in the old Chumashim, Targum had the cantillation marks as well. However, I don't see it in our Chumashim. And according to Rizal, Bedavka's particular, who's particular to read the Targum without the cantillation. Nowadays, we don't have Chumashim that have the cantillation, so it is a moot point. Sif Zion. Ein Tzorech Likrush Parshas Yom Tov. You don't have to read the Yom Tov reading, Shnai Mikavecha Targum. Says the Ramah, V'chein Ein Tzorech Likros Haftoros. You don't have to read the Haftoros before Shabbos. U'mikol Mokom Nogo Likro Haftorah. However, the custom is to read the Haftorah. U'b'Shabbos Shal Chasana, on the Shabbos that there's a wedding, Yikra Haftorah Shal Shabbos. You read the Haftorah of Shabbos, you personally, if you're ready reading the Haftorah, v'lo sos asis, but not sos asis, that the chassan is going to read. In many places, not nowadays, but many places, the custom was that the chassan reads sos asis. That's the Haftorah. But if you're of those who are reading the Haftorah before Shabbos, read the regular Haftorah. We're going to have to leave the Mishnah Berurahs for tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.